I thought it overall was it was good. You know, we had some things that we felt we need to clean up. You know, we didn't tackle it quite as well as we had in the first two games, and felt that was it. And maybe some things a little slow in how we'd like to play or adjust as a formation or play came out. But I thought our effort was really good, and you know, I thought we, you know, we did a good job in the things that we were trying to emphasize in that game, you know, and go. But I would say the number one thing is to improve our tackling, you know.
It seemed at the start of training camp and even the preseason that things were all settled inside at linebacker. But Josh's injury seems to have opened the door, as injuries always do for your rookie. Is there now a battle for that spot?
Well, I think, you know, the negative when somebody gets hurt is that they miss some valuable rep, and you know, you, so what we talked a week ago, one of the hardest things in preseason is to work on your, you know, on the unit, because you do have different players playing at different times. Even when you got, quote, this first group or second group in, you know, you're still evaluating player. But the positive side of an injury like Josh, you know, that set him back a little bit, is another guy gets more reps, more opportunities for us to see. And in the end, you know, we'll make the assumption Josh is going to come back all the way full strength. You know, it's going to make us a better team, you know. And we all know that, you know, to make it through an NFL season, you know, you need a little depth and you need a little thing. So, you know, we've made no decision on our, you know, starting players or that. And, you know, we're anticipating Josh coming back. And, you know, Josh played close to 1,100 plays last year, so Ramik's only got about 800 more to go to catch him. So, you know, we're not we'd love to have him, don't get me wrong, to have the reps, but we're not as concerned if he hadn't played. This would have been a year ago when Josh had sat out the previous year. That would have been a major concern.
What'd you see from Ramik?
I think he's done a really good job. You know, I think, one, he's a very instinctive player. You know, he's got a feel, and you know, playing linebacker in a lot of ways is much like being a running back. You know, you know the play starts here if you're a running back, but the good running backs sometimes jump out, cut outside, sometimes they cut back, because that's how the defense has forced them to do. And the same with linebackers. This is your responsibility, but the ball's coming back, and the guys that really play that position well have a feel for that. You know, it doesn't get too fast for them. They don't just, you know, bury their head down and go. They find the football, and, you know, Ramik's done that. You know, he's done that, and over the time he's been here counting OTAs, he's done a great job of getting his hands on the ball in the passing game, you know, and those are instinctive things. You know, I think Gary Gibbs and Mark have done a really good job, you know, getting him comfortable, getting him up to speed, and you know, the more he plays, the better he's going to get, I think.
What about Marcus Peters? What do you see from him in his first games?
Well, I think he's done a really good job. But, again, you know, as a young guy going in like Ramik, same as Ramik, you know, he's played, you know, a lot of snaps already. And I think he's improved, you know, in each game. Like somebody was asking about Ramik, there's hundreds of things they still have to improve at, you know, to become efficient at. And but I think he's done a really good job. He's, you know, you can see some of his natural instincts and his ability to cover ground and break on the ball and do those things. So you know our expectations are high for him, and as they are for himself. I think that's how he feels, and he's just got to keep getting better and better and better. And I told you guys many a time out there, you know, your technique, you know, you got to have technique, because if you don't, it fails you fast, and out there it's over. It's like that. So, you know, you just got to be so focused and so detailed out there. There's just no margin for error is very small out there, and that's something you learn. And, you know, the other thing I think you learn from college here, I think we talked about this a week ago, is that no matter who you're playing against in this league, that player is good enough to beat you. There's some that are really, really good, and most of them are good. But the good ones can beat you just about as fast as the really, really good guys. So you got to stay, you know, down. You got to be down every play, and that's a process that you go through when you come in the league.
You mentioned covering ground.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little nervous sometimes when you see him out there. Is positioning a thing that he needs to get better at before the ball is released?
I'm nervous most of the time, just in general, anytime. I don't think so. I think that's, to me, the thing you're always looking for a player is consistency, because then you can make a decision, where you're at. And that's ultimately how you choose your starting players. We can count on this guy to be this. Whatever that is, that's what we're counting. 90% of the time, 95%, he's going to be this. And that's what you're really looking for. And he's done a good job in these games, competing, getting the ball out and go. Are there things he's got to improve on? Most definitely. But you could ditto that for myself, the rest of the players, everybody.
About that first year, when you guys were here, you claimed seven guys after the final round. Five were defense, and all five of them are still here. Did you envision that those guys would have that kind of lasting?
I mean, it's hard to I'd be lying if I said I did, because we didn't know them. John Dorsey and his guys did a great job of evaluating not only the player that they came in, but also the needs that we had at that time on our squad. And every one of those guys, contributed really right away, and did a great job. And as you say, they've stayed the course with us. And that's really one of, hats off to John and his guys. And then, two, the players coming in, that's not an easy thing to do, to come in the first game week and all of a sudden you got to learn a whole system, and they embraced it. They worked at it, and, we tried to get each of them a little role that we thought they could do, and they took off with it. And, you really feel you really, really happy for those guys when you can do that.
Two of them. Starters right now.
Yeah.
How rare is that?
Well, the one thing that happens to play, I'll say this, the one when you get picked up after that cut, the team you're going to has a need. It's not like when you start out, especially if you're a free agent, like Ron was, where you go to a team and you try to work your way in, but sometimes they don't have the same need. When you come at the end there's a need. Okay, now you got to meet it, but there's a need. That's why they're picking you up. They're not just picking up for, the heck of it. And we like to look at this guy down the road and all. No, we got a need. This guy can help us, and do that. And of course, in Ron's case, he did a great job coming in and played several different roles, did a good job on teams and that. So yeah, I think it would probably be unusual, but you got to give credit to the pro guys and also the players themselves, I think.
You mentioned right here today consistency, also efficiency. Mm-hmm. Semantic question. Is that the same thing?
Well, to me, consistency is whatever efficiency you keep striving to get better and better at. And consistency is what we say, hey, this is what we think this player is. We think he's like this. And as long as he stays in that box, then we're okay. If he regresses and goes back, then we made a decision based on something, and it's no longer proving to be true. So to me, that's the difference there. I don't know if it's big, but that's kind of just how I think about it. I don't know if those definitions good enough to really tangle with you on that, but
neither do I. But
yeah.
Does consistency lead to efficiency, or
oh, sure,
because lead to consistency?
Well, I don't know that one. Who's on first? Yeah, who's on first? But what I mean by consistency is, if you're, if you do this well in your particular job, and we say like I say, if you're 90-95% like this all the time, whatever that is, now you may be playing this linebacker and this linebacker over here, and this linebacker is a better player, but he's at the same within his box. He's at this level of consistency. And this guy's over here. Now, he may not be as good a player, but we're okay with that as long as he keeps performing at the level we thought he should, So, that's how I kind of look at it when I watch the video, We said, hey, this guy was going to be this, and, he is.
Bob, what do you feel like the identity?
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, ours is, we want to always be – tough-minded. You know, we want to be aggressive, you know. And when I say aggressive, I'm really not talking structurally, the style. You know, we certainly have our blitzes and all that, but I think aggressiveness is a mindset. You know, you want to be an attacking mode player, whatever you're doing. You could be the defensive end who's just over the offensive tackle, and you can attack that offensive tackle, or you can be a safety on a blitz and you can attack the running back or whatever it is. And to me, that's what we want to be. We want to be an attacking, all out, and a team that defensively is tough minded, you know. You know, that's like, you know, you bring up the first game or the game there. We'd have liked to perform better right after the turnover, right before half. And that's a great mental thing, because we were getting over there on the sideline preparing for a two-minute situation. Hey, if they get this ball back, we're going to be in two-minute mode, boom. And then, you know, in 30 seconds, you know, as you're talking, all of a sudden you're back on the field. And, it's a mindset when you take that field. That's when you got to be at your absolute best, because they got a little momentum. They got a chance to gain something here, and you need to really step up right there. And that's part of an attacking mode. And, I'm really not talking style, but I'm talking about attitude and, you know, how you see yourself and how we see ourselves as a defensive unit. So, to me, that's what we're really striving for.